Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 26 today. Psalm 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I've walked in mine integrity. I've trusted also in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go with dissemblers. I hate the congregation of the evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may make the voice of thanksgiving to be heard and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with the men of blood, in whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. David asks in this psalm for judgment and examination and proving and trying and testing. And he wants it all on him, which is a really great thing to see. We shouldn't look at David and start blaming of boasting and hubris and saying, you're just trying to grab attention to yourself. David is someone who has worked hard and who has practiced and tried to be someone who is strong and who can stand the test. And that's what we all feel. When we have trained to be a fast runner, we want to be tested. We want to be timed. When we have trained to paint or to draw or to write, we don't want to hide it in a closet. We want everyone to see and to say, this is good, but you should change, or even, this is great. And that's what David's worked on here. He's worked on loyalty and integrity and strength. I think a great question is how? How did he train in loyalty, integrity, and strength? You can examine this psalm in his life to figure out a good answer for that. One verse that jumped out as an exciting verse to me is verse 2. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. He wants God to examine and prove or test him and to try him. Try my reins and my heart. And it's fun because there's the word translated reins in my translation here is a complicated word to translate. Honestly, it goes right back to the word kidneys, and it would be referring to the seat of one's decision-making and thinking, which in modern English, we would say our heart or our mind. And so a lot of translations say, try my heart and my mind, or try my mind and my heart. And so he's asking for God to examine and to prove and to try what would essentially be his inner being or his inner control center. And I see that as two ways to examine this. He is first asking God, test my control, my self-control, and see if I hold on. And he's also asking, test my control by your control and see if I walk where led. And that really jumps out with the word being translated as reins. Here is the reins and the controls of a horse. And someone comes and examines and tests and proves to see if one can direct this this animal where they want, and if the animal has a great heart to do great things. And we see David's purpose and control and desire to and devotion to do right in the absence of dark in so much of the psalm. And he ends with this image in verses 11 and 12 that he's going to walk in integrity and his foot is going to stand in an even place. So there is this integrity despite all the wickedness that is out there. What feeds and nourishes his walk is his integrity. And where he stands is in an even place, well lit and clear by God's order. And these two ideas are completely opposite from that of the world. So much of the world is fed in their walk with anger, vindictiveness, arguing, victim mentality, and fighting back. And they're standing on treacherous, cursed ground because they cannot see. And so this is a psalm that calls us to be to rise up to these challenges. Let's read it again. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes. I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go with dissemblers. I hate the congregation of the evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may make the voice of thanksgiving to be heard and tell of thy wondrous works. Lord, I love thy habitation of thy house, and the place where your glory dwells. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with the men of blood, in whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. It ends with this image of standing in the congregation of the Lord. And what strikes me is David has done what he can to be someone who is right and strong and well suited to do these good things. And when he does that in the congregation, not only will he be in a safe place, but he will strengthen the full congregation. And so his work for himself to be right with God will now benefit all of those who are around him and who are interested in following the Lord. So let's remember how powerful and helpful we can be when we use God's help to make ourselves right for others. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.